Sure.
You're holding a flammer aleph here on top here. Here is Mishnah Beis. Says what lohoy yishayva bo yisaregel. The kohen now he started to work with the korban atomid after he made the shechita and the zriko, but he started to flay it now to skin it, so he did not break the regel. Like Yivai says, they did that. They used to break their leg. But as korban akotchim, they didn't break the regel. Elo noik foy meterech hakuvay. They'd rather like punch a hole through it by the knee. For terubay, and they would hang the korban after the shechita by its knee. They would start pulling the skin down. Ad shuhu magil chaz, until it comes to the breast of the animal. He would like take the skin off the legs and get to the breast. Higil chaz, when the kohen got to the chot, to the breast of the korban atomid, then chot aches rosh. Now he would cut off the head, and the head still had its skin on it. He did not take the skin off the head. Or in the son, the kohen would give it now the misha zachabai. So the one that's going to be zoich will soon sit to take it up to the kever, to the mizbeach, to have it burnt there. So that kohen would hold on to the head. Then chot aches akrayim. Then he would cut off from the four legs of the animal, from the knees downwards, like the bottom part of the legs. Chot aches akrayim. He would cut off the bottom part of the legs, of all four. On his son, and he would give it lemisha zochaben, to the kohen that's going to carry that up to the mizbeach. Well, soon later he carried something else also. And after the kohen did this, now Merakes Hefshit, he continued on skinning the animal, pulling the rest of the skin off from the breast further down. Now Kores Aleif, he cut out the heart, Voitzias Doma, and he took out the blood from the heart. Some of Hashem say it's a kasha because he shouldn't be up to that yet. It was soon too late. A lot of things have to come out before you get to the heart. Or some say that it's out of place, it should be later. Yeah. Then it says Chotaches Yadayim. Then the kohen would cut off the yadayim. The yadayim, that's the two front legs. And on the son of Misha Zochadem, he would give it to the one that Zoich had to carry that up to the Mizdeach. Now, Ye'olo L'regel Hayimonis, he went up now, he still kept on skinning it, L'regel, or cutting it now. Ye'olo L'regel Hayimonis, he went up to the back left, to the back right leg. Chatoch, he cut it off. On the son of Misha Zachar, but he gave it to the kohen. It's going to be Zachar to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Now the right, the back leg, it also had attached to it, Oshnei Beitzim Ibra, the two Beitzim were still attached to it, of if it was a Zachar. Now, Kuro, then the kohen cut open, like cut open the stomach, cut open the animal, cut open the behemoth, cut open the stomach. The Nimtza Kula Golofon, he was able to see like the whole inside. He saw the whole Kishkas now, everything is so inside. Not the less a peder. So first the kohen took out the fat, the fats of the animal from inside, took off the fats. On the son, and he put it al beit shchita sarosh melmala. He put it to, gave it to the kohen now that was holding the head. So on the part of the head where the shchita was full of blood. It didn't look so nice. They used to cover it up with this fat. They put the fat of the animal on the makom of the beit shchita on top of it. Then, not the less a kravayin, the kohen would take out the intestines from the behemoth. On the son, he would give it the mitzvah of ben ladichem to the kohen. That his job was to wash them out. They washed out the intestines before they burnt them. Then the hakoros. Then he cut out the stomach, the keres, and madichem also basically pechayim called sarkin. Here he gave it to another kohen to wash it out in the basement pechayim, a special place where they washed it out. In the basement of the Chaim, here it says it was a harder job, because here they had to clean it out and take out all the junk that's inside the stomach. So they had to have a good washing. Then it says, Vakrovayim, now the intestines, Madich Noisan Shloisha Pomevim Bimuta, at least three times they had to wash it off. Al Shekhonah Shoshais, they used to do this on top of tables made out of marble, Shebein Hamudim. These tables were in between the pillows, the small pillows we had before of the stones, so that's where the shulchanos were that they used to clean off the insides. Now Mishnah Gimel, not less hasakin. Now the kohen will continue on, take a knife. The ifrish esareyim in a cover, he would cut off the lungs from the liver. The etzpa covered min a cover, also cut off the lobe of the liver from the liver. Now, Vlohoya Mizizimim Koimai, so far I did not move them apart. He just like cut them to separate them. But he didn't take them apart yet. Now, Noka Ves Hachoza, he made like a hole, a cut, a slice through the breast. On his son, Elamisha Zachabai, and he gave like the breast to the crane that was Zaychat hold on to it. And he cut around the breast, the Chaza, to separate it from the sides and from the ribs. And when he had it separated, he took out the breast, the Chaza, and he gave that to the crane that's going to hold on to it and take it up. Then, Olah LaDeifin HaYimonis, and the crane went to still cut on the right Deifin, the right wall, like the right flank, HaYimonis, HaYichon, he cut there, the Yoradat HaShed, he cut down until the backbone. But he would not touch the backbone. Until he becomes, we still have two soft ribs attached there. Now Chatoch, he would cut it off. He would cut off this side, the flanking. On his son, he would give it Lemisha Zachobot, so the colonel was there to carry that up. And on this right doifin, for Hakovet Liyabo, the liver was hanging onto it. Now Bola Lagera, now he would come to the neck, to the gera, that's the neck. Then he would leave over there, state slois, also two ribs. Mikan mikan, slois mikan, or state slois mikan, or state slois mikan, like two ribs on the top, and two ribs on the bottom of it, he would leave on it. And chatoch, he would cut it off, the neck. On the son, he would give it, lemisha zechobot, to the crane that was zecho, to carry that up to the mizbeach. Now vihakona vihalei viareya, vihakona, that's the windpipe, vihalei and the heart, viareya and the lungs, tliyimbo, were all attached like to the neck, to this part of the animal that this crane was carrying up. Then bolai ledeifin asmolus, then the crane would get to the left flanking, the left side. And there also, when he would cut down the nichobo, shteitzlois, he also leave over two soft ribs, shteitzlois rakas, mamalan on top, or states slice rakas mamatan on the bottom and cut down to the bottom also there'd be two soft ribs there. The kach hoye manicha lechaverto, like the same way that was left over on the right side was left over on the left side. Nimsa comes out manicha b'shteim on both the right side of the flankin and the left side of the flankin on both sides was shteim mamala, two pairs of ribs on the top, or shteim mamatan, two pairs of ribs on the bottom. Chatoch, he cut off now the left side, on the son, and he gave it Lemisha Zochabot, the colonel of Zochabot, to carry this up to the Mizbeach. The Hashidrimo, now with the left side, he also had the backbone attached. And the Atchel, the spleen, was also Tolibo, was hanging by it. The Hoysa Gedola, really the left side had more to it, was a bigger piece than the right side. Elisha Yamin Kerving Gedola, but they called the right side a bigger piece. Why? Because Sha'akovet Luyabo, because the liver was hanging on the right side, that gave it a shame, the big one. Now, Bo Laila Oikitz, now the crane comes to the back side, to the Oikitz. Choytchi would cut it off there. And also, in the son of Lemisha Zachobai would give it to the crane, that's going to be Zecha to carry this up. For Ya'aliyah, the tail, the Yetzba covered and the lobe of the liver, Ushtei Klois and the two kidneys, Imai, was with this piece of the Oikis with the backside of the Behema. Now, Notal Regal Hasmolis, he would take now the back left leg, on the son, and he gave that, Lemisha Zachobot, to the crane that was Zachobot, to carry that up to the Mizbeach. So Nimsa comes out like this, that Kulam Oimdim Beshur, all these Kahanim that were holding the pieces, were standing like in a straight line, and they had the pieces in their hands, and it was like this.